keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Bona fide talk, yeah.
Country, we are so delighted that you have joined us this evening. Amen. Hey, the show topic for tonight is radio broadcast. God gives us double after trouble. Our featured guest for this evening, my Lord, is a witness. You hear me? What a pleasure it is for me to have with us this evening, author of The Fallen State of Man, singer, songwriter, ladies and gentlemen, let us give it up this evening for Prophetess Monica Phillips. Hey, honey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. God bless you. Bless you. How are you?
God, I am good, honey. We are going to have an awesome time in the Lord this evening. But ladies and gentlemen, before we begin the show topic, God gives us double after trouble. Amen. With our featured guest, Prophetess Monica Phillips, let's go into prayer. Dear God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being you, Father. Thank you for bringing us through, dear God. In spite of our many mistakes, you give us grace and mercy that surpasses all. God, I ask that you take me and Monica out of the way so that you and only you are speaking through she and I. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then we're going to go into a quick commercial break. While we're away, let's do this. Go ahead and get your paper, pen, pencil, and Bible. You know how we do. We are biblically bona fide talk. Next is my pastor, Pastor Frank Henderson of Excel Fellowship.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your gracious Christian radio talk show host, Evangelist Falana, and you are listening to Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the nation. Yes. Hey, tell your family and friends about Bonafide Talk, okay? Also, you will hear the archive to the show in very short order on the BFTM radio network. Hey, BFTM is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go to getbonafide.org. That's getbonafide.org. You will hear a ton of talented indie gospel artists in the nation and two other talk shows. Beyond the Walls of Jericho with radio talk show host Karima Duffy comes on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Relationships and You with radio talk show host Robin Manley at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. So check us out. That's getbonafide.org. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back our featured guest, Prophetess Monica Phillips. Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I see you guys in the chat room. At any time, hey, feel free to post your questions and comments in the chat room. I'll acknowledge them, okay? For those of you that are listening online, if you have a question or comment, dial now, 347-327-9688 and press 1. And, of course, if you are already tuned in via the telephone, feel free to press 1, okay? Amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Monica, I know this is one of your favorite scriptures, and it's certainly the scripture that totally describes your life. Monica, will you please read this evening, Joel 2:25?
Absolutely. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worms and the caterpillars and the pommer worms, my great army which I sent among you. That scripture has carried me. It has carried me in my lowest time. You know how you grab onto something and the word of God, it's all life. But when you have a certain situation in your life, you grab that one scripture that you can just lay on and stand on and rest on and feast on. Well, this was the scripture for me. Amen.
Monica, you went through hell. With as much detail as you are willing to provide, can you brief us first on what actually happened in your life that totally disrupted your world?
Well, looking at the Word of God saying that I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten up, going back about 10, 12 years ago, I had a stroke. And following that stroke, I had three TIAs, which are mini strokes. Prior to that, I worked three jobs. I had a townhouse. I had a new car. My kids, they didn't want for anything. And that was my life. And when the stroke happened, it shook me. It shook me. I dealt with a short-term memory loss. There were times that I didn't know how to spell my name. And then there were times that I had to ask people what was my name, And going from that to having to get on government assistance was a big blow to me because I didn't want that for, my life. And so when that changed for years and 10 years out, I was off the workforce and having to depend on government assistance, kids grown now, couldn't take care of my kids properly. So, when you can't take care of your family, that crushes you inside. And
absolutely.
So from that point on, it was hard for me. And I just accepted, okay, this is my life right now. I couldn't remember birthdays. I couldn't remember things that I know I used to know. And it just shook my world. That shook my world. But I kept saying to myself, in my weakness, God is made strong. And there were times when I would I've always been an introvert. But after the strokes I had, it's like I really kind of closed myself off to people because, I didn't have the dead limbs. I didn't have the mouth twisted. My speech was slurred for a while. But it was the mental thing that it really affected. Like my talking, I couldn't find words. I knew words and, things like that. So it really took me, but in the midst of that, I was still praising God. God was still using me to do things for Him because in my weakness, again, He made strong. So,
Monica, let me ask you something, if I may. We hear that all the time, and of course, we know that's the way to conquer any demon that we encounter. Mm-hmm. You praise your way through it. In the natural, however, I'm not knocking that concept. It certainly works for me and obviously works for you too. In the natural, mm-hmm. would you not agree that it's hard for the quote-unquote average person to pray or to praise their way through it? Everything is all messed up. All hell has broken loose in their life. What advice would you give to that individual that can't even pray, they're so depressed?
Well, I can tell you this last hit that I took in October of last year, I lost everything. I was with a gentleman who I loved and thought loved me, and at the end of the day, it was an assignment from the enemy to take me out. And when I say lost everything. No, I didn't lose it by fire. I didn't lose it by repossession. He took it. You know, I mean, just pulled the rug from under me and took everything, the car, clothes, everything that I had. And, you know, and I was looking at God like, he got my stuff. And so I had got so low. And understand, I have to just say this because everything that happens in our life, it has really nothing to do with us. It has to do with your destiny that's on the inside of you. And
amen.
Because we work not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, there are assigned demons that come from hell to try to kill the baby that God has put in, has placed inside of you. And so this situation with this gentleman, and understand, I got the Holy Ghost, so I saw some red flags, you know. But because of my emotions, because I might be a tough girl, but then I have a softer side where I desire companionship. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And in that moment, the enemy used that, my emotions, to almost take me out. So going through, I couldn't pray. I couldn't sing. I couldn't dance. I couldn't read the word. The only thing I could do at some point in time would be look on social media and get the ministry that the people were putting forth in scripture and in song, because I couldn't do it for myself. But I realized that I still had enough God left in me.
That's
to
right.
Go on. But it felt like he had just deserted me. And I'm saying, God, where are you? You know, I was so angry with him. I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want to love on him. I didn't want to worship him. I just need you to fix what I'm going through. But however,
amen,
I had not pushed the override button, then I wouldn't have been where I was. But at the same time, God allowed those things to happen for a testimony, because here I am tonight testifying,
amen,
about how everything was taken. But God is now restoring everything that the locusts have eaten up. For years, I couldn't work because of the strokes and the mental capacity that I was going through. But when I just received my job three months ago, I just started working. And the awesome part about it is the job that I left 10 years ago, it's the same type of job that I'm now working again. So God, he's just restoring and restoring what the enemy have taken from me.
And we're going to get more into that restoration. I want to take an opportunity now, if I may, Monica. My Lord, ladies and gentlemen, I want to know if any of you can identify with Monica. If you have a situation that you're going through right now that you want us to pray over, I see my chat room attendees. Hey, if you have a question or comment, post now. I will acknowledge you. If you're listening online and you have a question or comment or need prayer, dial now, 347-327-9688. And, of course, if you're already listening to the show via the telephone, press 1 now. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Monica. We have some quiet people. That's okay. This is testimony right here, girl. You know, and it's just amazing,
yeah,
to me as I hear your testimony. Family, we're going to go into another quick commercial break. When Monica and I return, she will paint the live portrait of how God gave back and is still giving back everything that the enemy stole. Hey, Prophetess Monica,
yeah,
is also, guys, a songwriter and singer. We're getting ready to play one of her songs right now, guys. Here is You Are First by Prophetess Monica Phillips.
For all the joy that you bring.
They may have their phone on mute and don't know. Let's talk about the victory in your life in Christ Jesus. What's going on good for you, girl? Everything is everything. Amen?
Amen. Well, I can Amen. Just tell you. Hello?
Caller with the number 4866, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, go right ahead. You're now on Bonafide Talk. I'm Evangelist Filano. We have our featured guest, Monica Phillips. What is your question or comment for tonight?
I just wanted to say that she invited me on Facebook. We grew up together. I'm Pamela Tucker Brown, and she asked me to join in, and that's what I did. And of course, everybody needs prayer, and I can use some prayer for me and my family.
Amen. You and your family, my sister? Did you say you and your
Pardon?
Family?
Yes,
you said
ma'am.
You and your family? Okay, dear
yes,
God,
ma'am.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear God, you know her wants, you know her needs better than anybody. I ask right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare right now, Satan, that you have no dominion over this sister's life. I decree and I declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the enemy has no victory. Enemy, go back to the dry places. Oh, dear God, I ask right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you let her go, Satan. You have no dominion. You have no control. Take your filthy hands off this sister and her family. She's going to be okay. Why? Because she's one of Christ's children. In Jesus' name, oh, glory, hallelujah. Me and the future guest, Prophetess Monica Phillips, come in agreement with you, dear sister. You're going to be okay. In the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
We pray, amen. Glory,
amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, can we give God some praise right now? Glory be to God.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Monica, let's Thank talk you. About your victory in Jesus. We've got 8 minutes to the end of the show. What's going on? What's good?
Well, I can tell you that God's word is true. He is faithful. He's a faithful God. And when he said that he will restore the years that the locusts have eaten up, I was looking to this person to restore myself because rightly so, it was mine. But in God, I hardened his heart. He said to stop looking toward man to give you anything. God said, I will restore. And in that time, of course, I had forgiven a gentleman, and you know, because forgiveness is key in any situation. Had forgiven him, but I'm telling this for testimonial purposes. Amen.
Amen.
But God
Amen.
He's restoring my mind, first of all. He's restored me with a job, my own apartment, because I was living in an attic for almost a year, you know, after I lost everything. And God is restoring my finances. He's putting his love back in me for the music, which probably early spring I'll be doing a solo project with some prophetic music and some other tunes that God has given me. But understand, while I celebrate these victories, I still have my sword in my hand because
Amen.
This attack did not work. And understand, again, everything that we go through in our life is because of that destiny, that purpose, that sits on the side of you that God has given to you to walk in. And the enemy is threatened by that. And so throw, you know, darts and hindrances and distractions and all kind of attacks that he'll send your way because he don't want you to fulfill your purpose and your destiny. So everything that I went through, it wasn't even about me. It was about what's in me. And so understand because the attacks did not work and understand I got very low. I flatlined even spiritually. But I went to North Carolina, and these women, God used them as the pedals to clear, you know, and to give me light back because I had lost everything. But I had enough God left in me to Charlotte so the women can breathe light back into me. And so I just thank God, but we have to keep going when we don't feel like going. We have to continue to hold on. If there's a little bit of God left in you, use that to get to your next place of destiny. And so I thank God for what I went through because I'm always open. I'm always telling somebody my transparency because if I have to tell them myself to get somebody else free, then I'm going to do that. And
Amen.
So this
Amen.
Is what this is all about. I thank God, you know, we have to keep moving. We have to trust God even when we don't feel like he's there. And that's what I did. It was like, God, where are you? You know, why are you letting this happen to me? When are you coming, God? When are you You gonna fix it.
That's what you call bona fide talk. That's like, God, where you at? We know you got this in control, but where you at? We got another caller, Monica.
Amen.
Caller with the number in is 6195. You're now on bona fide talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
Hey, Lady Falana, this is Robin.
Hello, Robin.
How you
How
doing?
Are you?
I am good. Hello, mighty woman of God. I'm enjoying listening to you. When you start, you know, talking about, you know, what you went through and God was going to restore everything that the locals and the king wanted, it sounded like you were giving my testimony. I went through a lot, and my ex carried me through a lot. I didn't have a lot to say that he took everything. We didn't have a lot together because we didn't function like we should have. We didn't see God like we should have. But when you said something about restore, I remember one day my pastor I was getting ready to testify about something, and he said, you know, made a comment about some of my accomplishments, and he said, because you don't be waiting on no man to give you nothing. And honestly, at the time, I was one of those women talking about, I hope I marry a man with this, I hope I marry a man with that, because I was struggling and I was tired of struggling and I wanted that help. Since that point in my life, and like you said, you use a lot of transparencies, and I do too, and I'll use what I went through as a testimony to others, but I felt that because God won't even bring me a man right now, because I have to, and I know I tell people all the time, God won't let me take shortcuts. I can't do everything the way everybody else do. And I'm just being real here, you know. It just seems like I got to go through the wilderness. But the thing about it is, I know I'm going through. I know I ain't going to park and stay in the wilderness. Since I have been divorced, I have gone back to school and received 2 bachelor's degrees, a master's degree, working on a PhD, published 2 books, and working on a 3rd book, and getting ready to turn the 1st book into a movie. Because like we got to stop letting women think that men are supposed to come and be our knight in shining armor, because we already have a knight in shining armor called God.
That's it. That's it.
You better go ahead, Robert. Thank you.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are towards the end of our show. We want to thank our featured guest, Prophetess Monica Phillips, for being the featured guest tonight on Bonafide Talk. Monica, what is your closing remark for someone that's going through?
Stand on Joel 2:25. Stand on it.
There we go.
And you will have a Joel experience. You will. Hold on. Go on.
And it's always family.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Bona fide talk. Bona fide talk.